Now, of course, you know, they had that Motown thing going on, you know, at the time we were growing up. And I do remember going out. There was a, we used to call it the record truck. It was a van with a big speaker on top that sold 45s. I mean, hot 45s as they came out. And we used to run out there. I forget what they cost, a dollar or 69 cents. I can't remember exactly what it was at that time. And we would get the latest James Brown, you know, the Motown stuff, the Supremes, Marvin Gaye, Otis Redding, all the stuff, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. We used to get those 45s, and they were so newly pressed that we can smell the new vinyl. I can remember that. Right now, I can smell that. Those records, when you first open it up and it's fresh, man, you know, and you know that you're the first person that's opening it up. And it was so fast because we hear stuff on the radio, and man, the next day it looks like the record truck's got it, you know, and he's in our neighborhood. We didn't have record shops to go to. I lived in the lower Ninth Ward at the time. A lot of the services had to come to us, and that we enjoyed those that record. That I tell you, man, I can see my older sisters and them losing their minds because this record truck is coming, and it's about a few blocks away, and we can hear it blaring.